Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canvr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. Coming up, we'll hear from a couple of players who helped the Orange and Black win the 2014 World Series. But first, let's learn more about our sponsors. When you're looking for insurance, one-stop shopping is the way to go. So give Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency a call today at 888-512-8878. One call and all of your needs will be taken care of, whether it's business and commercial insurance, financial planning, life and health insurance, or personal insurance, including auto, home, renters, RV, boat, flood, earthquake, and umbrella. Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency is there for you. A diamond-certified company, Mitchell & Mitchell, has six locations throughout California. Check out their website, mitchellandmitchell.com, or give them a call, 888-512-8878. That's 888-512-8878. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it! He lost the ball in the sun! Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, SunFirst Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. SunFirst Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. SunFirst Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call SunFirst Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. Today's guests are Giants right fielder Hunter Pence and Michael Morse, who is trying to make the Giants out of spring training as a non-roster invitee. We'll start with Hunter Pence in a conversation I had with him just prior to spring training at AT&T Park. Hunter, when you had a chance to reflect on the end of last year, I mean, you guys, you know, fought hard to get into the playoffs and almost had a shot to beat the Cubs. How hard was it to swallow that? And did you get over it, you know, right away? Or what did you think about, you know, the end of the season?
You know, I think reflecting back on it now, I'm over it now, obviously. I think it was definitely tough at the time. But one thing is that I really – you got to tip your cap, first of all, to the Cubs. You know, they earned it. They played tremendous. That was a remarkable comeback. But, you know, you take that – the agony of defeat and that pain, and it really kind of fuels your motivation for the offseason, fuels your excitement for the next year and your opportunity. So, you know, it definitely was. I was really proud of the way we played, the way the last 2 weeks of the season when you know, we had a lot of games in a row we had to win, and we kept playing good. A lot of huge performances, Ty Block, Connor Gillespie, Buster stepping up, you know, everyone just kind of coming together, and the team was riding a high wave. Really great wild card game. And some tremendous moments. So looking back, just really proud of everything that happened and just motivated for this season coming in.
When you found out that you have a new closer, what was your reaction? I'm sure you faced Melanson enough to know what he's all about. So what do you think?
Oh, it's a tremendous addition to the club. I got to play with him in Houston, so I know that, you know, he's just a confident, powerful presence. The guy's dialed into his body, dialed into his work. And just a mental beast. So really excited when we found out we added him to the club.
Yeah, I heard that you guys do some workouts together. I mean, tell us about that and what kind of a person he is.
Yeah, basically what I just said. You know, he's hardworking, hard nosed, mentally strong, focused, dialed into his body, dialed into his work. And he just comes with a presence of confidence, you know, of he's done the preparation. He's going to come after you, and he's going to go get it. So he works out hard. He's really strong, and he's really focused on and that's one of the things that's really fun for me is he's into the sports science. He's into, you know, maximizing what you're eating and how you're working out. So some good stuff there.
Was that a very important part of your life when you made that change, if you will, to, you know, to check on your diet and just everything that you've gone through since you've been a Giant, really, to make sure that your body is in the right condition for the season?
Yeah, absolutely. It's our job to make sure our body's ready. And so to me, it's very important, you know, what I'm eating and how I'm resting and all of those small little things, they can add up. And the goal is to be sustainable, to play all year and to play good all year.
On the mental side of it, how hard was it when you're out with injury? You had to deal with that. You really didn't deal with that before, you know, when you were with the Giants early on. You're playing every game the whole season. And to be out, I'm sure you were frustrated by it, but is there anything that you maybe learned from it?
Absolutely. You know, hard is perspective, and there's always opportunity to learn from everything that happens in every situation. So, you know, trying to learn and adjust to you know, getting older and learning that I have to, like, kind of back off of all of the intense, crazy workouts. You know, I've built that foundation of strength, and now I got to stay flexible, stay on my mobility, and go let the fruits of all of that crazy intense workouts, you know, carry over and just allow the skill and the wisdom that I've learned to balance it out, you know, fluidly.
Before I let you go, you were talking to another reporter about defense and the gold gloves for Panic and Crawford and Posey. And I was wondering about plays that you don't practice that just are instinctive. I'll never forget a play that you made. I can't even remember who it was against, but you made that sliding catch in the outfield. You spun, you threw to the plate, you nailed the guy at the plate. I mean, it was just an incredible play. I don't know that you practice something like that. So how do you prepare for something like that?
You know, like, you don't necessarily practice like spinning off the ground and throwing home, but you're constantly practicing, you know, a similar like ground ball to this side to spin and throw. So, you know, it's just playing every day. You hit different angles, and you obviously just have an awareness of where home plate is. You have awareness of the speed of the guy at third base. And I knew when I caught the ball that I needed to throw up a Hail Mary. I had nothing to lose. There was no one else anywhere. So throw it as hard as you can, hope for the best, and all of the stars aligned for that play.
Yeah, I'll never forget. That was exciting. All right, well, hopefully more of those plays. Hunter, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Good talking with you.
That's Giants right fielder Hunter Pence. Coming up, we'll hear from Michael Morse right after this. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now it's time for the conversation I had with Michael Morse at Scottsdale Stadium in Scottsdale, Arizona. Michael, you know, it's very unconventional the way you ended up here with the Giants in spring training, going to a wedding and then getting a spring training invite. So, you know, take us through that a little bit, and how excited are you to be back in a Giants uniform?
Yeah, it was pretty neat. You know, I went to Hunter Pence's wedding and, you know, just saw a bunch of the guys and Bobby Evans and Sabian and stuff, and we all just started talking and, you know, pretty much just reminiscing about 2014 and how it was an amazing year and stuff. And, you know, they asked me a couple questions, like if I felt like I was done playing and how'd I like doing baseball or TV stuff. And, you know, I told them, I said, you know, I feel like I can still play. It was just the politic part that, you know, made me feel like I was done. And, you know, after talking and stuff, you know, Bobby just said, hey, well, you know, you don't want to go in life not knowing if you are actually done or not. So how about this? How about you come to camp, and if you're done, you're done. But if you're not done, maybe you can make the team or something. So I said, you know what, I'll take you up on that. So and I told him, I said, you know, I wouldn't do this for any other team. And if I'm going to play, it would only be for you guys. And I pretty much told him, like, if I could have the greatest spring training ever, and if they don't have room for me on this team, I'm probably just going to take it home. Because I've just you know, I love baseball. It's been great to me. And I know I can still play the game, but all the other stuff, I just can't. I don't have time for it anymore. So, you know, I just told him. I said, write up a Cracker Jack contract, and you know, let's do it. So, you know, here I am, and you know, actually, I'm feeling good, and it's pretty fun to be around the guys.
Well, that kind of explains how special it was in 2014, and to be in a Giants uniform and everything. So, you know, how do you compare that to every other year in your career? Because certainly, you know, it was incredible.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to compare that with anything. You know, it wasn't just winning the World Series. It's how they treat players are here. And you never see a player leave here and say that the Giants were a terrible organization. It's they set the bar, and I tell everybody that if there's a chance in your career, sign with the Giants. It doesn't matter if you're a minor leaguer or a big leaguer. They take care of each and every one of their players. And, you know, there's a saying around here, once you're a Giant, you're always a Giant. So, you know, to me, they've been tremendous with my family, and, you know, it's just a breath of fresh air being here.
You know, when you think back to 2014, and I remember that when you hit that home run, it was just so emotional. You know, that whole game, you know, clinching and getting to the World Series, and then being a part of a 7-game World Series the way you were, and coming up with a big hit there in Game 7. You know, it just has to be great memories for you.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And, you know, that season we started off really hot, and we went through a drought. And, you know, we barely, by the skin of our teeth, got into the playoffs. And Crawford with the big grand slam in the wild card game. Yeah, and, you know, all of a sudden from there we started going on a run. And just, it was just little stuff here and there. And just, it was amazing. To me, it was something that I'll never forget, and I cherish it all the time.
One thing I remember, too, is that Barry Bonds was around a little bit, and you were able to glean some information from him. And, you know, some of it might have been just simple stuff, but, you know, how much do you value that when a guy who's been around that long helps you? And do you think maybe you can turn the tables on that, you know, with some of these young guys?
Yeah, you know, Barry was great. His information is, like, is incredible. The things he says is stuff that, you know, it comes so natural to him, but it's so... It's amazing what he sees in the game, especially hitting.
What about you and maybe some of the younger guys here? Do you think you'll have time to, you know, help them out a little?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think a lot of the guys here, and that's one thing. You know, the Giants, they always sign guys that have that fit the mold and fit the kind of team mentality and stuff. So, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, mixing it up with the younger guys, and you know, a lot of these young guys are very talented, so they don't need much help.
And you know, defensively, you're working a lot. You know, left field, first base. How do you see your role if you do end up making this team?
I don't know. To me, you know, just a hit, man. Just, you know, if I can get my bat in there and help the team any way possible, I will. You know, I think they know what I can do and positions I can play and stuff. So, you know, basically, it's just getting reps everywhere.
You seem real relaxed, too. I mean, like, there's no pressure on you. It's just kind of, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, to me, it's like, it's no lose. It's a win-win situation. So, hey, I'm getting to have fun with the guys.
Hey, Michael, thanks a lot for the time, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Michael Morse of the Giants. Want to thank him and Hunter Pence for joining us. Coming up on Monday, we'll be hearing from Gorkys Hernandez of the San Francisco Giants, and we'll go over to the Dodgers side and hear from Doug Padilla, who covers the Dodgers on a regular basis for ESPN.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on the SportsVirus.com and now on CanBR.com.